It is often said that Christians should avoid Christmas and Easter because they have historical connections to pagan rituals. However, because 1 Corinthians 8-10 tell us that it is okay to eat the meat that pagans have sacrificed to demons, it naturally follows that whatever the pagans have done in any other ritual should not influence us either. Regarding the meat sacrificed to idols, 1 Corinthians 8-9 say that we have freedom to choose whether or not to eat this meat. Because food does not bring us near to God, we are no worse if we do not eat and no better if we do. Also, 1 Corinthians 10:25 and 26 say, "Eat anything sold in the meat market without raising questions of conscience, for the earth is the Lord's and everything in it." These verses quite clearly tell us that we are free to eat the meat that the pagans have sacrificed. However, a letter to the Gentiles seems to contradict this, telling them to abstain from food polluted by idols. That's in Acts 15, 19-21. The reason for this letter was to keep the peace with the Jewish Christians, who all their lives had been under the law of Moses, as verse 21 tells us. "For Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest times, and is read in the synagogues on every Sabbath." The Jews had always followed the law of Moses, eating the meat which they had sacrificed on the temple altar in worship to God. For this reason, they thought that if they ate the meat that the pagans had sacrificed to idols, then they would be participating in the worship of pagan gods. But Paul said that meat and idols are nothing. That's 1 Corinthians 10:18 and 19. Eating meat that had been sacrificed to idols by other people is no problem. The person who eats this meat is simply having a meal, but the pagan who personally offers up this sacrifice is worshipping demons, just as the Jew who personally sacrificed on the temple altar was worshipping God. The apparent contradiction is further cleared up by 1 Corinthians 8:4-13 and 1 Corinthians 10:27-33, which tell us that we should not eat sacrificed meat if it upsets the conscience of a weak brother. 1 Corinthians 8 says that stronger Christians, having the knowledge that idols are nothing, knew they had the freedom to eat this meat. However, if a weak brother, without this knowledge, saw a stronger brother eating it, then he may be led to think that he is taking part in sacrificing to idols and be encouraged towards idolatry. His conscience would become defiled and he would be destroyed. For this reason, this meat should not be eaten in front of weaker believers, as it can cause them to fall. Even though the meat is nothing but food to stronger believers, it may be a stumbling block to the weak, and we should avoid eating it in their presence. So the instruction not to eat meat sacrificed to idols in Acts 15:19-21 is for the sake of weaker Christians, and does not contradict the verses which tell us that we have the freedom to eat it. So, regarding Christmas and Easter, it can be seen that what the pagans have done in the past, or are doing today, should not influence us, and we should not fear these celebrations any more than we fear eating meat that others have sacrificed to idols. Celebrating Jesus' birth and death by having a Christmas tree or an Easter egg is not participating with demons, despite anything the pagans may have done throughout history. Christmas trees, like idols, are dead things. They are nothing. Regarding Isaiah 44:12-20 and Jeremiah 10:3-5, these verses have nothing to do with worshipping under trees. They merely talk about idols made from the wood of trees and men bowing down to blocks of wood. The issue is not about trees, but about worshipping idols which happen to be made from trees. From these passages, two things are clear. Firstly, we have the freedom to choose in these matters. And secondly, we should not allow our choices to cause a believer to stumble. Romans 14 tells us that nothing, including a Christmas tree, is unclean in itself. But if someone regards something as unclean, then it is unclean to him, so we should avoid it. Also, this chapter tells us not to judge one another regarding eating, drinking, or sacred days. And rather than judge in these matters, we should seek to be loving and peaceful. So, instead of being divisive over these disputable matters, verse 22 says, "Whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God." Amen.